Big Easter weekend of football action this weekend, and Leeds United are making the trip to the North East. They take on Newcastle. It's a game you can hear on Radio Yorkshire. Let's look, though, at the Magpies. We're joined by Chris Woff from The Chronicle. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Great to be on.
So, you guys, you sit happily for you in the automatic promotion places. You're 84 points, just behind our Huddersfield 74, though they have got a game in hand. Chris, how are you feeling? Newcastle, would you say, there now?
Personally, I think they are just about there. I think there's been a little bit of anxiety across Tyneside over the last few days after the disappointing performance and result at Sheffield Wednesday. They were deservedly beaten in South Yorkshire last weekend, and I think that did create a few nerves. But I think the fact that you just have to look at Huddersfield have lost three of the last four. They're not in any sort of form, really. Newcastle only need 9 points to mathematically guarantee that they're placed in the top flight, and I think it would take something very special from Huddersfield. So look, until Newcastle are mathematically promoted, anything could happen, but I think that Newcastle will be able to get over that. And they are stumbling a little bit towards the end, there's no doubt about that. They haven't played well regularly for quite a while now, but I just think they are going to have enough and they've got that consistency to get through.
Are Newcastle going to be able to get above Brighton? I mean, they were the team who were having a wobble. They then play Rotherham, win that, and they've only conceded 2 goals since in around 5 games. I mean, they do look unstoppable, but Newcastle only a couple of points behind.
Brighton are in a very good form and they've been consistent all season. They've had a couple of times across the course of the season where they've lost a couple of games, but they've responded really well and they just haven't gone away. I mean, Brighton are just about there. I mean, they can go up on Friday, I believe, and it's going to be difficult for Newcastle to overhaul them. They're behind them now, but I mean, they do have a couple of difficult games as well, Brighton. I think there will be more twists and turns in the title race to come. Brighton have got to go to Norwich, they've got to go to Villa, so there's a couple of difficult games there for them, and they're not as good away from home as they are at home. But I think that Newcastle, first and foremost, just have to focus on securing promotion, making sure they do finish in the top two, then they can look towards overhauling Brighton if they possibly can. But I think the title will be nice, but the fact is you've just got to be in that top two. That's the be-all and end-all, is making sure Newcastle get back to the Premier League, so that the firm focus is on just making sure they secure a second spot for now.
Looking specifically at the game on Friday, Leeds United, obviously the opposition, they're the ones travelling to Newcastle. What have you made of Leeds under Gary Monk, Chris?
I've been really impressed with Leeds this season. Obviously, at the start of the campaign, just a few games in, there was a lot of pressure on Gary Monk, and a lot of us were questioning, was it the right job for him to go to? But he's done really, really well there, with not the huge amount of resources, really. And it's a club it's a huge football club that should be challenging to get back in the Premier League and should be back in the Premier League. And I think that he's accepted the challenge. He's done it very well. He's made them very difficult to beat. They're good. They can be good to watch as well, and they're dangerous. They don't very often get turned over by sides, and I think that they'll come to Newcastle full of confidence. I have to be honest, I was a little disappointed with Leeds when Newcastle did visit Elland Road back in November, but other teams can look at them and think that this is a very good side. They did perform well against Newcastle. That was disappointing, but I think they'll look to rectify that, and they'll have assessed Newcastle over the last few weeks, and particularly if Dwight Gayle doesn't play, I think there might be an opportunity on Friday.
Just looking, I mean, you mentioned Gayle. There's Matt Ritchie, there's John Joe Shelvey. You and I, Chris, we've spoken on the show about the incredible talent at Newcastle, but just at the moment, I'm basing this on highlights, I've seen as much as anything, those key men currently do seem to be fancying it.
They do seem to be fancying it. I mean, John Joe Shelvey was excellent last weekend. And I think that Newcastle, at the right moment and the right time, they have the players who make the difference. And I think that's why they are where they are, even though, as I've said, they have been stumbling a little bit. Matt Ritchie in home games has been really impressive for Newcastle since the turn of the year. He's been brilliant. He spoke over Christmas, the Christmas period, about, look, I've had a couple of months where I haven't performed pretty well. I know I was brought in to score goals and provide assists. I want to do that. And he certainly stepped up to the plate at home games. John Joe Shelvey away at Sheffield Wednesday was the only Newcastle outfield player who really comes to some glory. He almost scored a wonder goal, played really well, and drove Newcastle forward, almost even got them a point in the end. So I think those players are the difference. The interesting thing has been Dwight Gayle, because he has had these recurring hamstring injuries. It was a different hamstring injury last weekend. But since the turn of the year, we haven't actually seen the best of Gayle. He's only scored 3 times in 2017. his form has tailed off a bit, because A, because he hasn't played, and B, because when he has played, he hasn't been playing particularly fit. And I think that's one of the reasons Newcastle are stumbling a little bit. They've missed Gale's goals up front, but they've got the likes of Shelvey, the likes of Matt Ritchie, who really drag them through. Darryl Murphy's come into the team at different points, got the goals, and they just do have that quality throughout, and I think that's why they will have enough to see the job through.
Just lastly, Chris, just looking at those currently in the playoff places, Huddersfield, Reading, Leeds, Sheffield Wednesday, Fulham. As somebody, you know, who watches with that Newcastle point of mind, or point of view, who of those teams would you say for you, and generally the impression across Newcastle, who has been the most impressive of those teams?
I think that everyone's been impressed with how Huddersfield have played and how they've managed to maintain the pace all the way through the season. The same with Leeds, but I have to be honest, if there's two teams I wouldn't want to face out of that lot, it would be Sheffield Wednesday and Fulham, who it's probably only going to be one of the other who's going to get in those positions, but both teams have done the double over Newcastle, so A, that's going to factor in my decision, but B, they've also outplayed Newcastle, and I've been very impressed with them. I think on a one-off day, those two teams, Sheffield Wednesday are physical, they can bully teams, and they've got a lot of strike options. Fulham, when they're wrong song, play some very good football and score a lot of goals. I think they're two teams that, in a two-legged playoff, I wouldn't want to face, and I think that avoiding either of those two sides in the playoffs would be a benefit to any side, because I think that they are starting to hit a bit of form as well, and either side's going to need a bit of form to finish sixth, and you really do want momentum going into the playoffs, because otherwise it can turn into a bit of a lottery.
Yeah, well, Leeds United will be hoping to gain momentum with victory over Newcastle and continue on from the victory over Preston last weekend. The game against Newcastle is here on Radio Yorkshire on Friday, and as always, giving us the Newcastle point of view, pleasure to get you on. Chris Waugh from The Chronicle, thank you for joining us.
Anytime, thank you.